SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. 14 Americans have been killed in the fighting in Israel, and President Biden confirmed more are among those being held hostage by the Hamas terrorist group. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is working together with the Israeli government.
I will tell you that since the very beginning, I've been engaged with Minister of Defense, Minister Gallant, on a daily basis. And my focus is to make sure that we do everything we can as quickly as we can to support Israel as they defend their sovereign territory.
Secretary Austin also says the U.S. is providing assistance to Israel to help protect U.S. citizens. The Biden administration is being accused of funding the attack via its recent $6 billion payment to Iran. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama says the war in Israel will not cause him to end his hold on military promotions. Bob Agnew reports.
Tuberville's critics say with international tensions on the rise, it's no time to delay the promotions of more than 300 military personnel. A Tuberville spokesman said in a statement, the hold is, quote, still not affecting our readiness, and it's certainly not affecting the readiness of other countries. Tuberville placed his hold on promotions back in March over what he says is the illegal Pentagon policy of using federal dollars to help service members pay for abortions. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United Auto Workers strike now on day 26. UAW members currently on strike at 43 different facilities across the country. Union President Sean Fain had been adding more plants to the strike as negotiations with the big three automakers continue, but last week he decided to not add to the picket line. GM released details of its latest proposal, which include a 20% wage increase. This is SRN News. There's a new poll on climate and religion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 61% of the general public believe so-called climate change is happening, and it's our fault, human beings, that is. Amongst people of faith, 76% of Hispanic Catholics also believe this, as do 67% of Jews and 59% of Black Protestants. White evangelicals are at the other end of the spectrum. 19% say climate change is not happening, and only 31% say it's our fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, transgenderism is a major issue in New Jersey, where all 80 seats in the state assembly and all 40 in the Senate are up for grabs next month. The state's filed complaints against three county school districts, claiming that policies they recently enacted requiring school officials to notify parents if their child asked to use pronouns for the opposite sex violate the state's law against discrimination. This is SRN News. Canada and the Netherlands are making their oral arguments against Syria on the subject of torture at the International Court of Justice at The Hague.
The Netherlands began the hearing by describing torture in Syria as systematic, persistent, and recurring. In bringing this case, following years of diplomatic efforts, the Dutch and Canadians are exploring the ICJ's potential as a new tool to protect human rights. They asked the judges to take urgent action, including ordering Syria to release arbitrarily detained prisoners, grant international monitors access to detention centres, preserve and make available any evidence linked to the broader case, and reveal the whereabouts of burial sites of torture victims. The ICJ has the power to issue binding measures.
The first shipment of U.S. weaponry has arrived in Israel. More details at SRNnews.com.